Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
It's Wednesday, July 27th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. The impact of the pandemic on children has been so uneven that in classrooms across the country, we're seeing a wider range of student abilities, and it could be harder for those lagging behind to catch up. A recent study showed that students in grades 3 to 8 showed a larger spread in achievement levels this year compared to 2019. Erin Einhorn, national education reporter at NBC News Digital, joins us for What to Know. Thanks for joining us, Erin.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, let's talk about our students in school right now. Obviously, we know how much of a disruptor the pandemic was going through remote learning, all the difficulties associated with that. We've talked about that many times on the podcast. We've seen a lot of stories about it. But right now, what we're seeing is a little bit more data to back that up. And it's kind of causing these divides in classrooms, and it's making it much more difficult for teachers to really give each student group the attention and the dedication that they might need. You know, we're seeing the gap widen from students that are performing above grade level and below grade level. We're seeing that gap widen even more. So, Erin, tell us what we're seeing in some of this new research we have.
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, we know about pandemic learning loss. We've been talking about that throughout the pandemic. And, you know, we've also talked, you know, over the last couple of years about different demographic groups that are taking, you know, Black and Hispanic and kids with special needs have taken kind of a harder hit on the pandemic. But what we're seeing now in this research, and the research, the data that I reported on in this story was from NWEA, which is a national testing organization that makes growth tests, essentially. They're tests that measure how much a student learns within the school year. So they usually give the test in the fall and again in the spring, and they could say, well, you know, this child knew these many skills in September and these many skills in May or June, and as a result, they can measure the growth. And then they can also compare the child in each classroom to students around the country. But what they found when they looked at this analysis is that those huge differences that we're well aware of are happening even within individual classrooms. So a teacher who in the past might have had 3 or 4 math groups based on skill level now needs 6 or 7 or 8 different groups.
Yeah.
And so they've got so many different kids with so many different needs in that one classroom. And it makes the teacher's job, you know, which was hard before the pandemic and really hard during the pandemic. And we know really hard now, but even so much harder because they're having to individualized instruction, you know, for each student as opposed to, you know, a few different groups.
That was a really interesting example. And I made note of it too while reading your article. That was happening at Greensburg Salem Middle School in Pennsylvania. And yeah, just having to expand those groups, you know, that's what they're doing. They're putting children together that could be of similar competency in whatever subject there are, so they can break them up, they can work together while everybody's given attention around the room. And yeah, now you're just dividing that so much more, it spreads the teacher even thinner on that. And teachers are really frustrated. You know, they want to provide the best education they can, but that makes it really difficult. And the study that we're seeing from the NWEA, they're saying that students in grades 3 to 8 is where we're looking at, where it's showing a larger spread in the achievement levels. This is compared to spring of 2019. So those are just critical years right now, and especially third grade, right? That's a big year for reading. There's a lot of things that go into that. So these very critical grades is we're seeing these biggest spreads right now.
Well, and what they're finding is that there was concern that kids wouldn't catch up, and they are catching up, you know, a little bit. And in fact, one of the things that was sort of a positive discovery from this analysis is that across the board, every demographic group appears to be progressing at similar rates. So it's not like the more affluent kids are catching up faster than the kids who come from, you know, who go to high poverty schools. But the kids in the high poverty schools, they started so much farther behind. And so they're all kind of filling in the gaps at the same rate, but you're having a bigger, more ground to cover. And at the rate that we're improving, according to NWEA, and they've been doing these tests for years, so they have years of data on where kids in the past used to be, and they're comparing the kids from the past to the kids today. And they're saying if we, particularly actually for middle school, continue to recover kind of at the rate that we've been recovering over the last year or so, it's going to take a minimum of 5 years to catch up. Now, if you're an eighth grader, 5 years from now, it's too late. You're in college and you're not prepared for college.
Yeah, and that's been one of the hugest concerns, the unknown of how much damage we might have done throughout the pandemic. And, you know, obviously it was a tough time. You know, public officials were doing what they were thinking was best, but this is how much it impacted a lot of students. And, you know, this is kind of on the academic side of things. We're seeing reading kids are behind on, but it's especially pronounced in math subjects.
Well, and also the social emotional. Kids who were in online instruction, either full-time or hybrid last year, they weren't getting the social interaction with their peers where children normally would learn social skills like conflict resolution. And so they're coming into the classroom not knowing how to talk to adults, not knowing how to talk to peers. And so teachers were also dealing with that this past school year. So there were more reports about difficult behaviors among kids. And so the teacher's spending a lot of time navigating that. And then, of course, they're also navigating this wide skill gap within their class. So they've got all these different skill levels. They've got all these kids with emotional issues. And, you know, and kids may have lost loved ones to COVID-19. You know, their parent may have lost a job that might have been traumatic. They may have lost their housing. You know, all kinds of things have happened to people, and that's all landing in classrooms.
Definitely. And, you know, when we're trying to get back to normal, you know, you want to hit the ground running, so to speak. That's been so difficult to do with a lot of this that's been going on. And, you know, they're counseling teachers to adopt new ways of teaching. You know, the teaching from the front of the classroom to the whole classroom isn't as effective. They want them to break them up into smaller groups and match them with their peers and try to give that individualized attention the best they can. Yeah, there's a ton that's going on right now. Erin Einhorn, National Education Reporter at NBC News Digital, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much for drawing attention to this issue.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.